With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden's job approval remains under 50%.
According to the end-of-week average at RealClearPolitics.com, Mr. Biden's job approval is only 40.1%. That's more than 5 points lower than former President Trump's average of 45.3% on a same-day comparison of their first terms. Separately, 538.com's average has Mr. Biden's approval at only 39.4% at the end of last week. On that same site, Mr. Biden's trend remains flat near 40% as it has since August 2022. Historically, incumbents whose approval was at this low level at this point in their fourth year were former Presidents Trump, George H.W. Bush, Jimmy Carter, and Gerald Ford, all of whom were defeated in their respective attempts for a second term. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu will not halt a military offensive in Gaza with a vow to finish the job following the attack by Hamas last October 7th. Additionally, a member of his war cabinet, Benny Gantz, gave a supportive speech on Sunday.
This is a speech that was given today to a delegation of visiting presidents of major Jewish organizations from the United States. Benny Gantz went on to say that Israel would act in a coordinated manner, facilitating, in his words, the evacuation of civilians in dialogue with our American and Egyptian partners, words which may add to the speculation that some Palestinians in Gaza may find themselves having to seek refuge outside the Gaza Strip, possibly in this walled enclosure that the Egyptians are building nearby on their side of the border.
That's the BBC's Paul Adams reporting. A labor union in Germany calling on ground staff for Lufthansa to walk off the job at seven airports on Tuesday following a similar strike earlier this month. This is SRN News. Yet another troubling report about the spiritual beliefs of America's young people.
According to the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University, just 36% of preteens believe that faith in Christ is the only way to eternal salvation. Only 25% of kids under the age of 13 think that the Bible is truly the Word of God. And a mere 21% believes that moral truth exists. ACU spokesman Dr. George Barna says, quote, "We are on the precipice of Christian invisibility in this nation unless we get serious about this crisis." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Millions of Americans are observing Lent, the traditional 40-day period of fasting, self-discipline, and prayer leading up to Holy Week. It commemorates the 40 days Jesus spent in the wilderness fasting and enduring temptation by Satan. OpenBible.info says food is the thing that Christians are most likely to give up for Lent. This is SRN News. Disneyland performers in California may unionize.
While most workers at the theme park and at Disney California Adventure already have unions, roughly 1,700 performers don't. Workers who have gone without union representation until now include those who meet and greet guests and stroll in parades as Mickey Mouse, Cinderella, and other iconic characters. Union officials say the performers want a union to address safety conditions and costuming and scheduling issues. Union cards were circulated starting last week in a process that could take weeks. Disneyland officials say workers have the right to vote on whether or not they want to unionize. John Scott reporting.
Businesses in New York will now be required to clearly post how much extra their products will cost if customers pay with a credit card. This is under a new state law that's taken effect. The law means stores can no longer post a sign on a door and at the register stating that credit card purchases will be subject to surcharges. SRN News.